want to see the blood. I want to see their guts spread all over the floor. They attacked us and we will not be taking any hostages. Kill them all. It's time for Friday night.
You've known for years as listeners of The Lethal Mullet, and I'm going to find films which you're not going to find anywhere else, or films that have a cult following and you've never heard of before. But once you've watched these movies, once you've experienced how fun they are, whether they're ones that are in the horror genre, action, or sci-fi, or fantasy, or just some 80s action movie you've never actually experienced the fun of, well, folks, you're going to find it here, because we're going to tell you all about it and why those movies are worth your time and a late Friday night watching it. Tonight's episode number 196, looks at a double feature, and we'll be looking at the first movie mainly, but of course we'll talk about the double feature because that's what it was designed as. Two movies that are literally not just rock and roll action pictures. They are blood-drenched, and of course they are in the vein of horror movies from the late 90s and the late 80s and more. Both directed by Joe Bigos, and one is called VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the other is called Bliss. They're a double feature and out by Umbrella Entertainment right now. I'm The Lethal Mullet. We're going to tell you why these are just fantastic.
All right, lights, camera, action. Now, where's the mullet? Where is he? Is he coming in by chopper again?
And now, live from Quinlan's Cantina in the Gold Coast of Australia, it's time again for your dose of action cinema history from the 80s, 90s, and beyond with the Lethal Mullet Podcast.
Oh, g'day, mate. There you go.
Whoever came up with the idea to do Die Hard inside a RSL, as we call it here in Australia, Return Services League, or in this case, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, or VFW in the United States. So this is a place where veterans can come and chill, have a beer, play pool, play poker, whatever they're going to play, I guess. And in this one, well, a gang of drug dealers go after their prey, and of course their prey runs into a VFW. Inside are some of the greatest B-movie and A-grade action cinema character actors, you could say, that you all love out there. And of course, topping them up is, of course, Martin Cove and, of course, Stephen Lang, William Sanderson, Fred Williamson, and the list goes on, folks. And of course, along with the new cast members that you probably haven't seen before, you get to see some of these also in Bliss, which is the double feature with this one on the Blu-ray. But you also get David Patrick Kelly. Yes, the one, the only David Patrick Kelly. I mean, it doesn't get better than that, of course. He's out of The Crow, Warriors, and, of course, Commando. That's right. Remember, he says, Hey, Matrix, you remember when you said you're going to kill me last? I lied. That's right. He's the butt of the worst Arnie joke out there. So that's on the agenda tonight here, folks, of course, on the show. And I hope you've enjoyed the last couple of shows. Still coming up, we've got Zone Troopers, great Tim Thomason World War II flick, versus Aliens. We've got Snake Eater 1-3. We're going to be looking at the German edition DVD box set, which has come out to us here in Australia, because you just can't get it anywhere else. And they love their Lorenzo Lamara over there, folks. We've got G.I. Joe the movie. We're looking at the animated special edition of that. We're also looking at Battle Beyond the Stars, of course. Some classics which people have been asking for a while. And yes, I've even got Stephen from Canberra who's wrote in and asked for us to look at, of course, Black Hole, the old Disney movie. And you know what? I love that movie. And it's got a lot of mystery. It's a lot of darkness and certainly something that you don't expect from Disney. You certainly don't expect it now. And it's amazing. So, folks, we're looking at that and more here on the Lethal Mullet Podcast. But here's where you can catch this show and, of course, many others like it.
G'day, mate. How you going? Welcome to the Lethal Mullet Network, where you'll find all these amazing shows and more. Where you'll find the Lethal Mullet Podcast, a celebration of action cinema from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. You'll also find Making Treks, a Star Trek fan podcast, where I'm joined by my amazing co-host Mark Newbold into a deep dive of Star Trek. You can also find Mullet and Kilt, a look at music, where I'm joined by my dear pal, Darth Elvis, and where you can also find the Mullet Guild, a look at the Dune universe. All here on, of course, lethalmulletnetwork.podbean.com or on your favourite podcatcher. You can find us there. You can also find all these shows a week later on, of course, the one, the only Fandom Podcast Network, FPN, on fpnet.podbean.com. Don't forget to also follow us on socials. There's, of course, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the handle at the Lethal Mullet. We'll catch you out there and enjoy your action cinema. And now it's time for the news here on the Lethal Mullet podcast.
There's not a whole lot of news when it comes to stuff. We've covered a lot of the latest stuff in the last podcast that just went out. But we'll say this. We've had some great, interesting videos put out by Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is currently getting together, of course, the story and, of course, the production of Deadpool 3. And, you know, Ryan Reynolds, you either like or you loathe. There's no in-between with Ryan Reynolds. But, I mean, the dude's funny. Let's give him that. You know, he's annoying. Let's give him that. But he has a penchant for, of course, pop culture, and he loves to bring back characters like, of course, Wolverine. Because guess what? Wolverine is coming back. That's right. Even though he's dead in Logan, like he's dead, like, you know, dead. Well, maybe this is an alternate timeline, or will we know that Deadpool can time travel? So there's that too. But yes, looks like Hugh Jackman has, of course, signed up yet again to play Wolverine. But the question I have is, does that make him the MCU Wolverine? Because we know after the next phase, they're going to be looking at X-Men as a franchise to add to, of course, their already big list of Avengers and Avengers this and Avenge that and Avengers and Avengement and goodness knows what else. Well, folks, all I can say is I'm confused and a bit marveled out.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has many a thing to say about deep thought. And deep thought itself has many a thing to say about the guide. But who are going to give you a guide through the maelstrom and enormity of the guide itself? Hosted by two unexpected travelers, the Lethal Mullet, all the way from Quinlan's Cantina in the Milky Way, and of course, Dan the Man from Birmingham. All on the other side of the water, they have hitched a ride and come to Ursa Minor. Tell you all about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which you can find whenever you find good podcasts.
That's right, folks. Check out the brand new show, Deep Thought Life, Douglas Adams and Everything, monthly on, of course, the Lethal Mullet Network at lethalmulletnetwork.podbean.com or on the socials at The Lethal Mullet. You can also check it out on YouTube very soon on the Spacebook Network, hosted by the one and the only co-host here, Dan the Man from Birmingham, Dan Hadley. All here. And don't panic, we'll be back.
And I've been working long, long, long days ahead, working in front of a VHS.
Hi, this is Tom Caldwell from Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast on the Fandom Podcast Network, inviting you to check out our show. Once a month, we release an episode about the films of the great master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. You can find us on Facebook at Hitchcock Good Evening, on Twitter at Good Evening Pod, and along with myself and Brandon Shea Mutala and Chris Haig, we bring you a fun and friendly show that you can enjoy alongside your viewing of the films of Alfred Hitchcock. On behalf of the program, I wish you good evening.
Alrighty, mate. Time to go down to the pub for a pint, chat, action movies and more. Here on the Lethal Mullet Podcast.
Here we are talking about 2019's Joe Bigos film, which is called, VFW. This is a movie which is in the Dust Till Dawn sort of territory. It's a bloodthirsty one, which is Die Hard in an RSL, a Returned Services League, folks. Yes, for soldiers, Marines, Navy, Air Force, you name it, they're all there. This is a movie about a drug dealer and, of course, his crew who get basically kill off one of their users, and the sister of that user runs away and is chased by the gang and runs into a VFW. Now, this is, of course, where we have our characters played by Stephen Lang, William Sadler, Martin Cove, and Fred Williamson. Of course, with these guys being soldiers, this turns interesting when they're under siege all of a sudden by that said gang. So, as this is a pretty cast-heavy film, I'm going to chat quickly about the cast. Veteran actor Stephen Lang plays Fred Paris in this, pretty much the guy that is the lead. He owns the bar. Stephen Lang, what could be said about Stephen Lang? He's done about just about everything. He used to run the Actors Studio as the director of that. He's been in just about every great movie. And, you know, he's in Gods and Generals, played Stonewall Jackson in that. He's been in a Seagal movie, and he out-acted everybody, as always. He was in The Hard Way with Michael J. Fox and did an amazing job in that one as the party crasher. Quite a memorable performance. If you grew up in the 90s, particularly in 94, 95, when that one was doing the rounds of VHS, that was just a great, great, enjoyable movie. And, of course, Stephen Lang right up to recently, obviously, doing everything like Avatar and Terra Nova out here in the Gold Coast of Australia, folks, for those that are, need to know about that one. Of course, that's one that was shot here in the hinterland around Narang and, of course, Southport in Queensland. And it's pretty much our Los Angeles, if you like. Also, Fred Williamson, what can be said about this amazing actor, and I do believe is ex-footballer. Fantastic when it comes to what he's been involved in. Obviously, you know, back in the day, he's done movies pretty much since the 70s, folks. You know, an amazing amount of movies. He was in Hell Up in Harlem, Black Caesar, original Gangsters, that was in 96, Inglourious Basterds, the original, which, yeah, we'll cover here soon, folks, because there's been a lot of call for that one. A lot of people didn't know about that one. One that's pretty much a direct lift of Cobra, but starring instead Fred Williamson, is The Black Cobra. Then we've got, obviously, we've got some, basically, I think it's called The New Barbarians, if I remember, back in 83, it was done overseas. And it's pretty much Road Warrior with Fred Williamson, so it's pretty cool. That Man, Bolt, Hammer, Black Cobra 2, he did two of those. Starsky and Hutch in 2004. Atomic Eden, Delta Force Commando in 1988. He was also in, what was it, The Big Score, Devil's Triangle, Detective Malone as well in 91. But the big one for us that grew up in the 90s was, of course, From Dusk Till Dawn in 1996. And he had a great and memorable performance in that one too. So, great actor. All right, so who else do we have on board here? Apart from, of course, these guys, we have Sierra McCormick, who plays Lizard. And Sierra is basically playing a character which is running away from the punks of the gang, and she gets to the VFW and basically tries to hide out and, at the end of the day, not get caught. And she does a pretty stand-up job against these great veteran actors. William Sadler as Walter Reed in this. Again, one of the many friends and veterans with, of course, Fred Paris. And William's great. Of course, you know, always plays interesting characters. Check out his work on The Mist, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey and on. Obviously, he played Death in that one. And best 3 out of 5. You know, he's got those great lines. And then we've got David Patrick Kelly playing Doug McCarthy. Already talked about how good that guy is. Probably best performance, Commando, 48 Hours, The Crow, list goes on. Warriors, come out to play, yay. Yes, that's the guy. Lou Clayton, played by Martin Cove, folks. Yes, Martin Cove, the amazing Martin Cove. Sensei Kreese from, of course, the Karate Kid and Cobra Kai series. Amazing. Now, we will cover a VHS of his soon here on the show, and it is all to do with Steel Justice. And it's got some great talent involved in that one too. And again, it's kind of like his first blood, kind of. Came in at about that same time that he did those movies. Dora Madison, or Dora Burge, as she also goes by, plays Gutter in this, one of the many people attacking. She's got a real intensity to it. She also stars in Bliss as the lead in that one. And that is one which is, of course, straight up horror, pretty much. No action as such. George Wendt plays Thomas Zabrinsky, obviously veteran himself too, used to be in Cheers, he was in House, Forever Young, Man of the House, Gung Ho he was in as well, what else we got, Welcome to Planet Earth, The Tortellis, and Guilty by Suspicion as well. Long time running actor, and obviously somebody that's really great in comedy circles as well. Tom Wilson plays Sean Mason in this. Travis Hammer plays Boz, the leader of the gang. And he's got a very quiet, calm, and cool collective about him, which makes it quite scary in the role. Graham Skipper plays Rhodey. Lynnie Wilson plays Lucy. And Josh Ethiopia plays Tank. That's right.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. Here are the other great shows on the Fandom Podcast Network. Culture Clash, where we discuss the latest in entertainment and pop culture. Blood of Kings, our show covering the entire Highlander universe. Couch Potato Theater, we celebrate our favorite movies. And Time Warp, our fandom flashback show discussing a year in movies and our favorite retro movie, TV, and pop culture topics. Good Evening, discussing all things Alfred Hitchcock. Hair Metal Podcast, we cover the rock metal music of the 80s and early 90s. Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, discussing the time-traveling Doctor Who universe. Lethal Mullet, an action film podcast, covering the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Also, check out the Lethal Mullet Network for more great podcasts. What a Piece of Junk, our Star Wars podcast. Making Treks, a Star Trek podcast, with a deep dive into the final frontier. The Fandom Show, our Fandom Podcast Network live YouTube show discussing the hottest topics in fandom. The True Believers MCU Podcast, discussing the Marvel Cinematic and Television Universe. Union Federation, our Star Trek and the Orville show. And we're proud to welcome the BQN Network to the Fandom Podcast Network. Please visit our friends on the BQN Network, a Star Trek Universe podcast that also includes your favorite topics, movies, history, superheroes, and more. You can find the Fandom Podcast Network on YouTube. The Fandom Podcast Network is also on all major podcast platforms. The Fandom Podcast Network audio master feed is on Podbean at fpnet.podbean.com. You can find the Fandom Podcast Network on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
All right, there's the FPN crowd. A big hello to the guys over there. And, of course, back to chatting about VFW. So the production companies behind this are Fangoria, Channel 83 Films, Media Finance Capital, Good Wizard, Voltage Pictures, Zero Trans Fat Productions as well. So it's a one of those, obviously, independent film where it was built to, you know, really, obviously, get that sort of late 70s, early 80s John Carpenter feel to some degree. And I think they do it quite well. It's something that's really, you know, got that feeling of Die Hard, kind of a little bit of Assault on Precinct 13. It's kind of that feel. Again, using a one location to really pack the punch for the drama. So let's get into a bit of the plot. So Boz is a leader of this gang of psychos, and basically he has deals a powerful and this is super addictive drug that they've got on the market, and it's called Hype. We get sort of a rundown of it at the start of the movie. And he's got members of this gang, obviously, that are hooked on the product, and, you know, obviously they're all, you know, he's making squillion out of it at the same time too. And his hypers or his gang are so out of it, they'll do anything that he asks. One of his members, Lucy, is so out of it, she jumps off a balcony and dies to from the fall. Lucy's got a younger sister by the name of Elizabeth, and of course her nickname is Lizard. And she sees and all this, and it steals Boz's hype stash and gets out of the area before Boz can get her. And this really starts off the movie running quick. From here, we meet Fred Parris, an Army veteran from the Vietnam War, and he and his friend Abe Hawkins, both going to Fred's bar this morning. And they're going to his bar, which is a VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and it's basically a big hangout. There they meet up with a couple other buddies, Walter Reed, Lou Clayton, Thomas Zabrinsky, and, of course, Doug McCarthy as well. Now, this is a great cast because they're all in their own right, especially for the characters they're playing are veterans. In this case, you know, they're veteran actors. And I think that this, particularly this opening scene where they all get together and, you know, play pool and they're watching the video that they put on and having a couple of drinks around the bar, it's just, you know straight away you're going to get to know these characters before all mayhem ensues. And with that, you know that it's going to be good because you're getting to know these guys earlier than you expect. So the friends are there to celebrate a birthday. The birthday is, of course, Fred's. And, of course, go through, of course, reliving their youth here as well. They've also got a guy by the name of Sean Mason there. And he's a active Army Ranger there. And he's away from service. He's on leave. And there to see his wife. That, of course, then Lizard comes racing into the bar and from here, chased off by, of course, Boz, his own brother, by the name of Rhodey. Rhodey comes in and as he comes in, he takes off one of Doug's arms with a massive battle axe. It's a pretty gruesome scene. And again, this starts the real Dusk Till Dawn flavor of this movie. So the veterans then fight and they get Rhodey out of there and the men that he brings in as well with him. Fred then shoots Rhodey with his sawed-off shotgun. And, you know, every horror movie's got to have a sawed-off shotgun. It just has to, folks, in this. And, of course, they want to get Doug as soon as possible to medical attention. So Z and Fred get away to where he's got his truck from here. But then they run into Boz's henchman, or henchwoman, I should say, Gutter, who slices Z in the neck. And she's got this massive machete she uses to do it too. And then, of course, from here, we've got the characters of Fred and Walter try and get to the truck again. But Gutter sneaks up on Fred this time, and she tries strangling with this chain she's got. And, of course, to give back the hype, give back the drugs. And, of course, give back Lizard too, who has to pay for the crime she did to, of course, Boz. From here, Fred is able to survive by stabbing Gutter with his truck keys he's got and gets back to the bar. So everyone pretty much returns to where they were. From here, he demands that Lizard to finally tell him what is up and what's happening. From here, it's all in all, as each character fights for survival and, of course, their chance to, of course, make it through the night. Each character gets their own heroic moments and, of course, right up to the end point as well. And it's very satisfying for each one that, you know, sacrifices themselves in some ways. We don't want to spoil that part of it for you. You know, it's true Friday night action movie mayhem. Let's just put it this way. Blood soaks the walls. So the film was directed by an almost human director and the mind's eye director, Joe Bigos. And he's given basically a script by Max Brallier and Matthew McArdle. And it was just simply called VFW. And it was by Dallas Sonia of Sin State in Fangoria. He was basically brought to the idea and liked the idea that it was to quote, the type of white-knuckle stuff that I like to do. In February 2019, he officially signed on to direct the film. Then in March, Stephen Lang had joined by that stage, and Sonia and Amanda Presmick were going to produce the movie alongside Biggs's own collaborator, Josh Easier, which is great. And they seem to really get that sort of, again, late 70s, early 80s feel. It really is that Escape from New York, Assault on Precinct 13 sort of feel. It really has that mixed with, of course, you know, the straight up violent horror. There's no getting around it. It was filmed in Dallas, Texas at a real VFW in March 2019, and it took for 4 weeks to shoot. Of course, he also was doing post-production on the second feature on the discs you find here called Bliss, and that was doing all the post-production in the middle of it too. It currently holds an 83% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty damn good, folks. Basically, most of the ratings are 6.9 out of 10. Critics seem to like the cast, of course, the goriness of it and the grindhouse sort of feel of the movie obviously heads out towards that too. And of course, some of the horror fans also found the same. So even Film Threat giving it a 10 out of 10. Well, folks, it's a pretty damn good movie. If anything, I like the fact that you can watch these two movies back to back, and they're kind of basically falling into that, as I said, definitely late 70s, early 80s horror. And if you can have a cast headed with, of course, Stephen Lang there, you're onto something when it comes to this kind of movie. This movie gets a 4 out of 5 on, of course, the Hellenbeck scale.
G'day, folks. Hope you're enjoying the great shows here on the Phantom Podcast Network. Be sure to check out all the great shows that we have on offer and subscribe on the master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. You can check Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast hosted by Kevin the Raider Nerd Rysel and Lee Fillingsis on their platform. You can also check out Culture Clash, which is the weekly look at pop culture hosted by Kevin and Kyle. Couch Potato Theatre, this is a cult classics and guilty pleasure podcast. Also Time Warp, a fandom flashback show. End Zone, a look at the NFL, the American football. Also, Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast, looking at the great films of Alfred Hitchcock. Union Federation podcast, a Star Trek and Orville podcast, looking at Discovery and, of course, Picard, plus the Orville. Also, the Hair Metal podcast, looking at the great shows put on by the amazing bands back in the late 80s, their discs, their LPs, everything, all covering the fashion as well. Hosted by Kevin the Raider Nerd Reitzel. You can also check out Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, hosted by Kevin and Dan Hadley, looking at all the eras of Doctor Who. You can also catch out What a Piece of Junk, a Star Wars podcast, an amazing show looking at Star Wars, hosted by Derek and Scott. And of course, our newest one, the amazing, The Mullet Guild, an offshoot of the Lethal Mullet podcast looking at Frank Herbert's Dune universe. This is like an encyclopedia for Dune, where I take you through and down into the rabbit hole of Frank Herbert's amazing space opera, the sprawling universe which is going to be brought to life by Denis Villeneuve and December 18. You can check out all the shows there. Be sure to also go onto the social platforms on Twitter at FanPod Network. Let us know what you think of the shows and what else you can look at there. You can also check out great articles that we put up through there that we share. Also check out on Instagram and Facebook, Phantom Podcast Network. Be sure to make sure that every Tuesday you check out the great work done by Making Treks as well. A brand new podcast looking at a deep dive of Star Trek, hosted by myself, James Semple, and of course, the ever popular and amazing writer of Star Trek and Star Wars, Mark Newbold. Go and check it out, folks, and we'll catch you next time here on the Phantom Podcast Network's The Lethal Mullet Podcast. Good afternoon, good evening, and good